Bruce Newberry,
the food dude.
Well, I had to compare notes on eggnog latte with MK Daily at Boxcar Bakery, who posted about one, and I've been talking about it for weeks, and MK joins me on the line from Boxcar Bakery. MK, nice to have you with us.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Great to talk to you. Now, you own Boxcar Bakery with who?
I own Boxcar Bakery with my sister-in-law, Stacy Daly.
And she is the pastry chef.
She is indeed. Yes.
Loved seeing your menu and especially that Christmas cake. That sounds amazing.
Thank you. Yes.
And then you guys were talking about the eggnog lattes.
Eggnog complements coffee very well.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. So with yours, are you using just coffee and not espresso?
I am using coffee, just brewed coffee, drip brewed coffee. Vermont Coffee Company Holiday Blend.
Yeah.
That's the only one that I've tried. And it makes sense, though, because it's a darker roast, and so it's going to work better with the eggnog. I can't imagine that a lighter roasted coffee is going to stand up to it.
Right. Yeah. So we use espresso.
Understandable. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really nice. That adds that, like, nice, rich flavor to it. And then, yeah, it's just something we came up with last year, and it sold really well last year, and people have asked us to bring it back. So we were like, yeah, let's do this again. So it's a great drink, especially this time of year.
It is a winner for sure. Did you experiment with different kinds of eggnog? You said you were using Hood.
No, I didn't experiment. So we get our milk through Monument Farms.
Sure, and the best.
The best. So they carry Hood. So we just ordered through them. And growing up, that's always what we drank as well, was Hood, being a Vermont girl.
Right.
So just went with that and didn't experiment with anything. The only thing I played with was adding milk or not adding milk. And I found that adding the milk just kind of cut the heaviness of the drink a bit.
Right.
So that's why we do that blend of, you know, any kind of milk, you know, milk alternative or cow's milk. And then the eggnog. So it's kind of a half and half there.
That makes sense.
Espresso.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because it's really rich.
I think the variable might be the eggnog that I'm using, because I'm using this dairy eggnog from Rhode Island called Monroe Dairy. And it's not quite as thick as the Hood or other brands. So it's probably not as thick as, say, Stratford.
Yep.
Which is kind of the other big one. But I don't cut this one at all. It's just one part eggnog, three parts coffee. Now, how much espresso are you using? Like a double espresso?
So in our 12-ounce, we use 2 ounces of espresso in our 12-ounce cup, and then in our 16-ounce, we use 3 ounces of espresso. So it's just a really nice balance, because we found that doing a larger drink with the 2-shot just wasn't enough. You know, you're just tasting milk primarily, and that's not what I want myself. So I didn't want that for our customers. So we do the 3 ounces of espresso, and then 2/3 of the blend of the milk and eggnog. And then we grate the fresh eggnog or fresh nutmeg on top.
Nice.
Just to finish it off, give it a little presentation as well. And yeah, it's such a great drink. So
great. Now, what is the favorite go with? Is it the Christmas cake?
Oh my gosh. Right now, it seems to be just any of our pastries. So I've noticed some folks dipping their croissants in the eggnog latte, which is great.
Oh yeah.
So that's something, you know, our croissants are out of this world, and so I've seen that, and I've seen it, you know, a lot of people have just come in for the afternoon and just had the eggnog latte on its own, you know, just a nice little afternoon snack.
I can see that too. No question. Let's talk to me about that Christmas cake for a minute there, MK, if you would.
So the Christmas cake. So this is the 8-inch Christmas cake. It's a vanilla cake with a house-made cranberry jam.
That's the one.
And yes, with a white chocolate buttercream. And then it's garnished with sugared cranberries.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
That cake is incredible.
And there are two sizes, but I can't imagine that you're going to have a huge slice of that.
I mean, you'd be surprised, but no. I mean, it's kind of, you know, you go for your first slice, not so big, and then second slice, you can go a little bigger. Six or the 8-inch, depending on how many people you're feeding, which is really great. But one of my favorites that we have on our Christmas menu is the chocolate mousse torte.
Oh, yeah.
And I am obsessed with this dessert. It's a flourless chocolate cake. Then it's topped with a layer of chocolate mousse. And then on top of that chocolate mousse is house-made whipped cream. And that is just, that's everything. I could eat that breakfast, lunch, and dinner and have to stop myself from doing that.
I'm with you.
Wow. But that one's so great. I absolutely love that torte. And it's kind of, you know, everyone's been doing a flourless chocolate torte for years and years, but I feel like we kind of hit the nail on the head with the mousse layer because it's just fantastic. So if you are a chocolate lover, I highly recommend this dessert.
Sounds good to me. Sounds like it would be just the thing for the table on Christmas Eve or Christmas dinner or Christmas brunch for that matter. You're right.
Yeah. Or breakfast.
Tell us what else is a hot item for Christmas time there at Boxcar Bakery.
Other hot items. We're doing a streusel coffee cake, and that's a cream cheese filling with a brown sugar streusel. And then it's finished with vanilla icing. That's a really great, like, brunch, you know, style dessert. And then another excellent dessert is our peppermint stick cake. So it's a chocolate cake with a peppermint ganache, then a peppermint white chocolate buttercream, and then a triple chocolate peppermint bark.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Double whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that is a star in and of itself, man. That could elbow the Yule log right off the table.
I think it should, honestly. I mean, no offense to the Yule log, but...
Well, I think you had me at the peppermint buttercream.
Yeah, no, our kitchen just makes amazing pastries and desserts. And so every time they come up with something, it's like, yeah, that's... I could eat five of them.
That's the best, sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, I have the honor of having to taste test a lot of things, so.
We want to be you, MK.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's not easy, but I get it done.
For sure.
Yeah.
It is. Well, tell us the hours. When are you open? When can we get in on all of this amazing stuff from the eggnog latte to the peppermint cake?
Yeah, so we are open Wednesday through Monday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the only day we're closed is Tuesday. And you can order online at boxcarbakeryvt.com or just come in when we're open.
Sounds good to me.
And we also accept phone calls. Please call, order over the phone.
Oh, what's your number?
The number at Boxcar, 802-764-0751.
Excellent. It's Boxcar Bakery right there at the Five Corners. Everybody knows where you are.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
So great to talk to you. We just had to talk and compare notes about the eggnog latte, but it was only the beginning. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for taking us through this amazing dessert table and the pastry case there at Boxcar Bakery. Thanks very, very much. All the best to you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Be well.
Food dude, Bruce Newberry.
Well, in case you haven't heard, there's going to be this small football game taking place at Gillette Stadium. It's a couple of little-known teams, up-and-coming teams from the Army and the Navy. Yeah, can you believe it? The Army-Navy game is going to be at Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Massachusetts. And as befits such a great game, we have a great tailgate. In fact, the mother of all tailgates. Well, let's find out about this. On the line with me is Dave Ainsley from the VFW in North Kingstown. Dave, nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Bruce. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having us.
This is going to be so much fun, and none other than T.R. McGrath, the king of the clam bake from Newport, Rhode Island. T.R., how are you?
Doing well, Bruce, and we're real excited for this weekend's game.
This is really, really amazing. It has just come together in such a huge way, and a lot of excitement surrounding this game, and especially this tailgate, the mother of all tailgates. Dave, where did the idea for this come from?
It started out back in 2008 when a bunch of friends and I, we had a tailgate, and we decided that we were going to just make a bunch of food and then give it away for donations. And when we had all these donations, we said, well, we're going to do something with it. And then we gave it away to a veteran charity. So that started in 2008.
Was that at the Army-Navy game at that that year, or was it another game?
No, it was at the Army-Navy game, sir. And
wow.
I myself and a bunch of core group, a friend of ours, have done the Army-Navy game up and down the Eastern Seaboard from Baltimore, Philly, Washington, D.C., New York, and we're just really excited that we don't have to make a trip down 95 this year.
I heard that for sure. Well, what a great idea. Everybody loves a tailgate. You have to do a great tailgate. And to benefit somebody, well, that just makes it all the better. And I mean, it's all about service, right? So let's talk about the food and what we can expect at this mother of all tailgates prior to the Army-Navy game this weekend here. TR, I'll bet I can guess what you're going to be whipping up. What was the order? Clam bake for how many?
Well, we're going to go with some of our New England clam chowder, which I think we're very well known for around these parts. But, you know, this game, this, as we all know, this is the first time it's ever been hosted in New England. It's usually down, as Dave said, Philadelphia. It's been in New York. It's been D.C., Baltimore area. But what else to serve when it's in New England than New England clam chowder?
You bet.
Right?
And they came to the right place. So how many people are you expecting?
Well, generally we get around 2,000 or 3,000 people. A lot of it depends on the weather.
Oh, man. And, the ocean called. They're out of clams. TR, yeah. A clam bake for 3,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to start prepping already.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, describe that chowder, TR, just for those, because we're heard all over the country here. We've got some people that everybody knows about clam chowder, but they may not have had yours, and just to know how good it is. So just describe that McGrath clam chowder.
Yeah, we're going to do a New England chowder, which is the cream-based chowder, but obviously we use our local quahog clams, and chop those up. We use a little salt pork. Some people use bacon, but we use salt pork in our chowder, so it gives it a real distinct flavor, and I think that's what people like. So
it is a white chowder.
Yes, this one will be a cream-based. Yes.
Yeah.
As you know, we do a real nice Rhode Island chowder, but we figured we were going to play to the audience here and go with the New England, because it's the New England version of the Army-Navy game.
You bet. You bet. You're in the shadow of Boston, so that's probably a good move, TR. So then what happens after that? What happens after that chowder?
Well, Dave's got a lot of different vendors lined up. He's got a lot of volunteers. Dave, why don't you go through the rundown? You got barbecue. You got
a whole bunch of stuff. Because the unique thing about the Army-Navy game is it draws such a huge crowd from out of area. So I know for the ticket sales, 50,000 of the tickets are actually people who are flying in or coming to New England just to experience this event and this game. So I thought it was best to, highlight a bunch of different things to satisfy a bunch of different palates. That's why one of my first stops was TR, you know, best clam chowder, known for it all over Rhode Island. Next stop, what's better at a tailgate than barbecue? So, good friends, Make You Scrum Barbecue right here in Newport. They're an award-winning barbecue team. They're going to be making some barbecue, and also Waypoint Barbecue out of Somerset, Mass. They are coming out. They are also an award-winning barbecue team. And because it's a tailgate, we're trying to get away from utensils and stuff like that. They're going to be making some pork and brisket tacos.
Nice.
Like street tacos. Johnsonville was very generous and donated over 500 brats. So we're going to be boiling, cooking those in beer and putting some special sauces and doing some creative things with that. Pepsi, right here in Cranston, they donated all our mixers for our bar. And because we're in Rhode Island, what else, what other beer are you going to have in New England except for Narragansett beer? So Narragansett,
I was
going
to mention that. That is a brilliant move on your part to bring in Narragansett, our own New England beer, as we used to say. Now, are you going to be cooking the brats in the Narragansett beer as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all about high neighbor.
That's
know?
It.
That's it. Yep.
Do we know how many of the different beers are going to be served at the Mother of All Tailgates?
They're going to have the traditional lager and the light beer as well.
Oh, man. I'm making friends all over the country. That is so, so great. And we're not done yet. We're just getting started. You've got one more key food provider there. Tell us who else we're going to be eating with today.
So Texas Roadhouse, they are providing the chili for the tailgate. And they are a corporate sponsor of Homes for Our Troops. Because all the funds that we'll make from this tailgate will go for Homes for Our Troops, that helps build adaptive homes to wounded veterans. And those veterans who are in receipt of the homes will be at our tailgate. So that's really a special moment for
you
people.
Bet.
So when they give money for the food, for the beverages, or whatever it is, they can actually see, talk to, shake the hand of the person who will be in direct receipt or in direct benefit of their donation. So that's always a good thing.
How great is that? And this is going to be, I have a feeling, Dave and TR, this is going to be for veterans from all over the country. It's going to be really something that is going to touch so many lives. Wow, what an event. And it's just going to be a bunch of fun before the game starts. Now, we've got the soda, the soda pop, the... what you're going to have to call it a bunch of different things, right?
Right.
You've got the beer. We're going to have some mixers. We've got an ice luge going on. We've got music. We've got the barbecue. We've got the brats. And it is all shaping up to be an amazing tailgate. In fact, the mother of all tailgates. When do things get underway?
So we're in lot 12B. Right across from Trader Joe's. We were very thankful to the Kraft Sports and Entertainment company who gave us that lot and are letting us operate from there. We're going to start setting up Friday afternoon. We're going to get our smokers going that evening and start cooking overnight. And then we'll be there. We'll be ready to start serving around 10 a.m. right up until kickoff at 3 o'clock. So,
oh man, what a day this is going to be. So just to touch on these barbecue guys for a minute, these are award-winning barbecues. Are these barbecue competitors?
Yes, sir. They are both, both teams are barbecue competitors.
Nice. So KCBS certified and all that, right?
Yes, sir. They both competed at KCBS. Make You Scrum has competed here locally within New England at KCBS tournaments, and they won several awards. And Waypoint Barbecue up in
Somerset, right? They're Somerset. In Southeastern Mass, yes.
Yep. They actually, I think he scored the first perfect score in pork at the World Food Championships just recently.
No way. Wow. So world-class barbecue coming up here. TR, you're in some fast company, my friend.
I know. I think I'm getting nervous already here.
Don't let him see you sweat. Just keep stirring that chowder and it'll be fine.
Yeah, we're going to stick with what we know and let them do the barbecue.
Boy, it's just going to be an amazing time before the game even gets underway at the Army-Navy game and the mother of all tailgates to benefit Homes for the Troops. This is really, really an amazing thing. You've got some additional folks you want to thank, Dave Ainsley.
The VFW, all our VFW members who are coming out and volunteering their time to come out on that Saturday, they're doing this, and I can't thank them enough, because without the volunteers, this wouldn't happen. And that's the great thing about it, that, you know, all these people from TR to Make You Scrum to Waypoint to Pepsi to Narragansett, all these folks, they're donating their time and their energies and effort. And they're all just great Americans who are very, very thankful to our veterans and the sacrifices they made. And what they have done for our nation. And I think it's a great community event. And then the wonderful thing about U.S. Army, you know, go Army, go Navy, whatever. At the end of the day, we all have the same first name. It's U.S. So in our tailgate, we'll have Navy people, Army people, everyone having great time. And it's really is a fabulous, fabulous day.
Amazing. And what awareness you're going to raise too for us in the backyard. I mean, as you say, you've got 50,000 people coming in from all over the country, but so many of the participants and the volunteers are from right here in our own area in southeastern New England, eastern New England. Even the benefit Homes for Our Troops is out of Taunton, Massachusetts.
That is correct, sir. Yep.
So that is really an amazing thing, and I think that it's going to raise a lot of eyebrows and awareness about just what is going on here, building homes, rebuilding lives, and we are just so thrilled to be able to get the word out about this, and we honor all of the volunteers, and Dave, we thank you, of course, for your service right along, but for this, putting this together, this is an amazing undertaking, my friend.
Yeah, yes, it is. But, you know, it's all about partying with a purpose. You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
Yeah, when Dave approached me, it wasn't a tough sell. You know, it's a great cause. But when he said tailgate, Army, Navy game, I think I said yes before he even told me what he needed 30 gallons of chowder. So,
yeah. Just incredible. Wow. So it's going to be an amazing thing. We're going to be there with you in spirit, at least. And wow, what a party your tailgaters are going to have. And if you, by chance, are headed for the game, we'll stop in at Lot 12B and just say hello. The mother of all tailgates with Dave Ainslie. And Dave, let's just run down who's going to be participating in this one more time for everybody.
The people who are participating are Pepsi, Horizon Beverage, Narragansett Beer, Hello Neighbor is going to be there providing all the beer. Mm-hmm. We have some other beer donators, Buzzards Bay, Vigilant.
Oh, no kidding.
Here
great.
In Bristol. Yep. Some of the other small breweries, they're donating a little bit. Yingling's Beer is coming out with some beer as well. Mm-hmm. But our main sponsor is Narragansett. The Make You Scrum Barbecue out of Newport, Waypoint Barbecue out of Somerset, Texas Roadhouse providing the chili, Cat Country broadcasting live music.
Yep. Our colleagues over at Cat, we salute them always. They're great people. Tom Wall and the whole crew from that fine organization. So we salute them, our colleagues at Hall Communications. And of course, McGrath Clam Bakes and Catering from Newport, Rhode Island.
That's right. I was saving him for last, so he can do his...
We're just happy to be a part of this event. I think it's going to be fantastic. I'm just excited myself to go up and see the whole event. I've always wanted to go to an Army-Navy game, and here's my time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Well, all the best to all of you and to everybody participating. If you want to find out more about Homes for the Troops, I'm going to toss a website out, if I might, Dave. I've got hfotusa.org.
That is correct. Homes for Our Troops out of Taunton, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to find out more about some people who are working all year round, and this is really, really amazing. What an eye-opener to be able to see what goes on here with this Army-Navy game, and we get this up-close and personal look. Really great. And again, thank you very, very much, Dave, for your service, and TR for stepping up with the chowder, and really appreciate your time today. Enjoy. Merry Christmas, by the way. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Bruce, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to help to spread the word about the mother of all tailgates.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bruce. Our pleasure.
You're dining out with the food dude, Bruce Newberry.
Well, let's take a visit here to the kitchen and the dining room at Kitchen Table in Richmond. And on the line with me is chef and proprietor Craig Anthony. Craig, nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to talk to you. We're very excited about what's going on there at Kitchen Table. Now, you all have been Kitchen Table since when?
Well, we started September 9th of this past year. We are open 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, open 4 to 9.
Yeah. And you describe the menu as elevated comfort food, which just sounds great.
That is correct. Yeah. So we have everything from handmade burgers and French fries to all the way up to pan-seared halibut and braised short ribs, risotto, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I saw that you had risotto. Let's start with the risotto. I love a good risotto. It takes a fine touch. Tell me how your risotto is. It is it's gluten-free and there's a vegan version.
Yeah. So the base that I create is vegan, and then we can add cheese, Parmigiano Reggiano to order when we cook it. And so the original base has red and white wine, which a lot of people just do one or the other, but I like a mix of both. And it also comes with roasted veggies and fresh herbs.
Yeah. And then you can go in either direction. You can keep it as is, or you can add some things like bacon or some grilled ribeye and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 10-ounce grilled ribeye is really nice on there.
Oh, yeah. Right. Talk about a great, great, satisfying stick to the ribs meal on a winter night in Richmond. That's what
definitely.
You need. Now, this is your winter menu. When did this go in?
So this just started about a week ago, and this will be in effect until the end of March.
Sure. I'm seeing a lot of recognizable building blocks here. You're using Shed Mountain Ale and the potato cheddar ale soup.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of our standbys is the potato cheddar ale soup.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So that gets fresh potatoes, obviously, lots of beer, vegetable stock, and then lots of Cabot cheddar.
Yeah. And I noticed that name shows up on that menu as well as North Country Bacon. And what other providers and purveyors, and it's out of the farm season, but what other suppliers are you using that we might know?
So we use Jericho Settlers Farm a lot. Also Wood Mountain Fish. All of our seafood comes from Wood Mountain Fish.
Nice.
And they're straight out of Massachusetts, but they deliver up here twice a week. Mm-hmm. A lot of our vegetables come from Jericho Settlers Farm, but we also use Far Farms for our eggs as well.
That's great. That just makes for good table talk. You know, we love to be able to go inside the menu and to show off a little, you know. That's the, you know, you go out with another couple and it's like, hey, you have to try this kitchen table. This chef gets his stuff from the Jericho farm.
Yeah.
And you know, it's, you really sound
and
like
it's right down the road.
You're right down the road and you sound like a real insider. So now before kitchen table, what were you doing, Craig?
So before here, I was at Waterworks for 2 years as one of the sous chefs. And then before that, I was at Mirabelle's for 14 years.
Yeah. So well versed on the local dining scene and all that. Sure. But nothing like having your own place, though.
No. Yeah. This is my first. I did have my own catering before this, Occasions Vermont. But this is the first actual location that I've actually owned.
That's interesting. Interesting business plan. Usually it's the other way around. The restaurant comes in first and then the catering. But so is what do you find is most interesting about doing table service and just being in the back of the house as opposed to doing catering and knowing how many you're going to feed and things like that? Every night is a new show, right?
That's true. Yeah. Every night we don't know what we're going to have. A lot of ours are mostly reservations, which is nice. But we do get some walk-ins. But walk-ins are definitely welcome. But we kind of have an idea about what we're going to do. But obviously, you don't really know.
Right.
But it's definitely nice. We do a lot of events and catering here as well. So just this month in December, we have 14 events for holiday parties.
Hey, not bad for your first Christmas and holiday season.
Yeah, Craig not
Anthony.
Too bad
Good
at all.
Job, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's excellent. Keeps you hopping, but that's that's some great stuff. Do you have room if someone wants to have a party and is close by there in Richmond?
Yeah, we do. We have an upstairs event space with two fireplaces in them and beautiful views of Camel's Hump. So we have a nice space. It fits about 40 to 45 people.
Nice. And what are some of the signature party items that you're serving at some of these 14 parties?
A lot of them, some of them are off the menu. So they're just kind of private parties upstairs off the menu. And then some of them, we also have an event catering menu, which has larger parties that we call family style. So everything's kind of on the table and everyone can kind of share together. And a lot of those are like pulled pork and steak and salmon, and then stuff like charred broccoli and harvest salads and things like that where everyone can just share.
Oh, what a nice thing to do. Again, winter night, Richmond, great rustic setting, and the view of Camel's Hump. Sounds like a great, memorable party. And
yeah.
I was saying that you're probably one of the, I don't know how many restaurants in Vermont have both risotto and poutine on the menu. Can we have a poutine party?
Oh, we can. There's a French fry bar on the events menu, so you can get all the toppings.
Oh, that's great. You can DIY poutine. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Tell me about the poutine on the menu, though. I'm seeing poutine and short ribs in the same little selection box.
Yeah. So you can get either the beef gravy, which does have gluten, or if you're vegan or gluten-free, you can get the mushroom gravy instead, which is just a vegetarian mushroom gravy. And then you can also add things like bacon or short ribs right to the top of the poutine.
Yeah. And you've got, of course, the real cheddar, and your fries are all hand cut and just crispy enough. So
literally cut by hand. Yep.
Dang. Really great. I'm hearing that Brussels sprouts, the fried Brussels sprouts, are the hot item this fall and winter. Are those flying out of the kitchen?
Oh yeah. We sell many, many Brussels sprouts. So they get deep fried really quickly. And then they get brought into a saute pan, and it comes with a maple Dijon sauce, and then also has the North Country Smokehouse crispy bacon. So that all gets tossed in the saute pan, and then it comes out nice and glazed.
Oh, fantastic. And we haven't even touched on the desserts yet.
Yeah, Sam's Desserts.
Tell me about Sam's Desserts.
So Sam is one of the other partners, and she used to be at Mirabelle's as well. Sam went to NECI and graduated about 10 years ago. She was at Hen of the Woods and also Mirabelle's and Shelburne Farms.
Oh, sure. Oh, great. I'm seeing, I think I would go with, although don't make me choose, because you've got a Matilda cake, which is rich chocolate filled with the Italian buttercream.
Yeah, so that's our signature cake. That's our signature dessert. That's something that Sam and I have always made each other for our birthdays. So we wanted to have that on the menu. And it's just a huge piece of cake. So if you've seen the movie or read the book, you'll understand, but it lives up to the hype.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was looking at the item just underneath there, the winter citrus tart with the lemon lime curd. I will go anywhere for great lemon curd, and lemon lime curd sounds amazing.
Yep, and that comes with supremes of blood oranges and grapefruits, and also a dried blood orange as well that we dry in-house.
Wow, and that lemon lime curd is only the beginning. It's on a house-made ginger graham cracker crust with cinnamon meringue.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, she makes her own graham cracker crust from scratch, and then she also whips her meringue and bakes it up, so it's a nice crispy but light, fluffy topping on the top.
Oh, man. It's holiday oriented, really. You're talking ginger, you're talking cinnamon. Those are a couple of the building blocks of this time of year. So why not?
Yeah, especially with a sticky toffee pudding. That goes really great with the cold weather.
Oh yeah, and again, everything is made right there with espresso ice cream that is made in house.
Yes, that's correct. So we make all of our ice cream in house, and the espresso ice cream is very, very good.
Hmm. All sounds great at the kitchen table in Richmond. So
that's right.
Yeah, stop in for a nice cozy evening or a last minute party or whatnot. Give us your hours again, Craig.
So we are open Wednesday through Sunday, 4 to 9 o'clock, and we do still have space for any type of events, dinners that you might need for holidays, and then also coming up in the near future, about second or third week of January, we're going to start doing Sunday brunch.
Nice. Oh, hey.
So that'll be soon.
Oh, man. I think that may be the big story for 2024 around here. And
right.
If you've got a good brunch, I think first in wins. So I think that is a brilliant move, Craig Anthony. Good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
We'll look forward to that. At the kitchen table, what's the best way to get hold of you?
You can give us a call or you can email us at kitchentableteam.com.
Excellent. We can see the menu where?
It's right on the website. So it's kitchentablevt.com.
All right. And the phone number.
It's 802-434-8686.
8686. All right. And hopefully you won't have to use that number for anything else other than a phone number.
That's right.
The kitchen table. And give us your address, Craig.
We are at 1840 West Main Street in Richmond, Vermont.
Yeah, yeah. So great to talk to you. All the best to you and Sam, and we'll see you soon at the kitchen table in Richmond. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.